What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 169 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So I haven't recorded a podcast for the past couple weeks, primarily because I honestly just ran out of things to talk about. 168 podcasts, I think we've covered the majority of general topics about this thing, but so recently I asked for some questions from some of our clients at the gym, if anybody had something they wanted specifically addressed. I did get some good questions and some good topics, so I have some ideas. But interestingly enough, I just got a text tonight, and as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, there's the next podcast. So the text was actually from my dad. My dad, ironically enough, hired a trainer about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. My dad lives down in North Carolina. For you guys that don't, aren't local, I'm in Maine and he's in North Carolina. So even though, I do what I do, he still needs, some guidance down where he's at. So he had a trainer and talked to the trainer, and the trainer kind of showed him some real basic stuff at the gym. And then my dad called me after, said, hey, here's what this guy told me to do. Here's how I said I should do it. No surprise to me what he was told and what he was given to do. Very standard beginner trainer protocol. Not necessarily wrong, but definitely not optimal, I guess. But that's kind of to be expected, in my opinion. So I tried to help him understand how to take what this trainer told him to do and just kind of give him a better understanding of it. And what I was trying to explain to my dad was to understand how to progress his weights. So basically what happened, this happens a lot with, you know, trainers that are just starting out and don't have a whole lot of experience, or just aren't. Maybe they have experience, they just haven't really been taught how to do things right. What they kind of have trouble doing is explain to their clients how to actually progress and get stronger. We've talked about this a lot of times. Just doing the exercises repeatedly is not the way to get stronger. You have to understand how to gradually and over time systematically increase your resistance. And basically your goal is to increase the amount of work performed, the increase the challenge on your body appropriately so that your body responds by getting stronger. It's very much as simple as that, but that simple concept can be confusing to implement. So, you know, we talked quite a few times about when to increase his weights. Now, this is where a trainer does come in handy if you're going to meet with him regularly. My dad was not going to meet with his trainer regularly. He was going to meet with him once every month or a couple of weeks to assess his progress and guide him. So when we work with clients on a regular basis, every week, every workout, you know, our job is to help them progress their weights so that over time they're getting stronger. When someone's working out on their own, they need to know how and when to progress their weights. So that's, you know, it's an easy concept, but sometimes hard to understand the process to know when to add weight, when to raise or lower the reps. Anyway, we did a pretty good job of doing that. He would report back to me every couple workouts, say, I got stronger at this, I moved my weights up on that. He didn't get hurt. He's, you know, so he's moving ahead properly with his weights and getting stronger. Got a text from him today, said I met with my trainer, very disappointing results. I'm the same weight, same BMI. BMI is body mass index. So body mass index is very simple formula of your weight and height and weight. This is a very old fashioned measurement of, I don't know, health, I guess. Basically, if you're short and heavy, you have a poor BMI. If you're tall and thin, you have a good BMI. Those are in quotes, by the way. They don't take into account anything to do with muscle mass or even body fat percentage. So, for example, I'm 5'7 on a good day, and I weigh 5 pounds. So I have a terrible BMI, but my relatively high body weight is a pretty decent amount of muscle. I have a relatively low level body fat, so in reality, I'm pretty healthy. But if you were to just go by my BMI, I'm off the charts and I'm in terrible shape. So the BMI is archaic and a crappy way to evaluate how you're doing and certainly how you've progressed on a workout program. So he said, I have very disappointing results. My weight's the same. My BMI is the same. My trainer told me that 25 reps builds endurance, not muscle, and therefore I haven't lost weight. So you can imagine when I read this that I'm beside myself. So I wanted to explain to you guys what I am explaining to my dad, and essentially I'm doing it right here, because I think it's really important. And it's really frustrating that there are people out there coaching this shit and don't understand it. And there's going to be clients and people working out who are frustrated when they shouldn't be. Because here's the deal. My client might say, Dad, you have not achieved this disappointing results. You're measuring the wrong things. This is no different than saying, I've been taking math classes for a month. I thought it was doing great, but then I took a reading test and I didn't do any better. You're fucking measuring things that you aren't training, meaning that he has gotten stronger, okay? There's a reason that we don't weigh people at our gym. We absolutely don't do BMI, and we don't even do body fat testing, primarily because I don't feel that body fat testing done by most people is accurate. It's so hard to do it accurately that people get false readings and either get excited about body fat loss that didn't happen, or they are frustrated by body fat loss that did happen, but you can't measure it. So I don't believe in using any of those things. And even body circumference measurements can be helpful. But again, there's such user error in how you measure it. There's so much variation. If you're not measuring it with extreme precision from one time to the next time, you can be off by an inch to 2 inches, half inch, and that can make or break someone's spirit, depending on how they've been doing. And so imagine somebody comes in, I measure their waist after 6 weeks, but I move the tape measure just a tiny bit higher or lower than last time, and it looks like their waist went up 3/4 of an inch. Think that person's excited to keep training. Now, meanwhile, they've noticed that their pants fit better. They look better in general. They have more energy. They're sleeping better. They feel stronger. Their back doesn't hurt. But I measured them and told them their waist is 3/4 of an inch bigger than last time. And their weight is still the same. Maybe they even gained 2 pounds. Now they're miserable, right? But meanwhile, they gained 2 pounds because they put on muscle. And they actually are getting results because they're stronger and feeling better. That's the whole goal. So what I explained to my dad is, listen, you're stronger because you moved your weights up and your reps up on your exercises. So you're performing better. You are stronger. That is great. And that is the goal of strength training, is to get stronger, period. Okay. We check our clients' progress by if they're getting stronger. Are their weights moving up? Are their basic lifts, are they better at their basic lifts 3 months after they started? If they are, they are successful. So he's been successful in strength training because he's getting stronger. And again, that is the point of strength training. Now, many people, apparently my dad included, are using strength training as part of a program to lose weight, okay? But strength training alone is not going to show any appreciable weight loss, because that's not what it's designed to do. It's designed to build, to get you stronger, and as a consequence of getting stronger, put some muscle down on your body. Over time, this will result in more muscle mass. Now, a long-term result of more muscle mass will be an elevated metabolism, probably a better burning of calories, and over time, a better body composition, meaning more muscle, less fat. But the primary goal of strength training is to get stronger, and then building muscle comes second. Fat loss will almost never happen from a measurable, on the scale standpoint, from just lifting weights. It's not supposed to, okay? If anything, weight gain will happen from strength training because of the additional muscle mass. So does this mean we shouldn't be doing strength training? So this is where I'm cautious, because I don't want to tell my dad hey, weight loss comes from diet and changing your eating habits, not from lifting, because that's actually the truth. But what I don't want them to do is say, oh, then I'll just give up lifting and stop eating crackers because I just want to lose weight. Strength training is essential, especially for an older adult or anybody, because what that's going to lead to is a stronger, more functional life and the ability to continue to do things that you can do now, or maybe things that, or the ability to do things that you can't do now that you want to be able to do. Being strong is a foundation to doing, just about anything physical. And losing strength and muscle mass and ability is one of the biggest things we see in older adults when we start to lose, lose independence and the ability to do things and kind of quality of life. So protecting that quality of life is all about staying strong and functional. So the strength training has to stay there. But for weight loss purposes, weight loss comes from eating. What are you eating? How much are you eating? What's your metabolism doing? Everything about losing fat and getting leaner and losing weight on the scale is about your diet, okay? There is a small percentage of it that will be kind of enhanced by some cardio. And again, you've heard me talk about it before. It's really the trifecta, right? It's the synergy of strength training, changing your eating habits, and doing a little bit of cardio that create the ultimate real transformation, okay? But it's important to understand the role of each part of those. Strength training to build and preserve muscle. Strength training to get stronger, period, okay? Changing your eating habits, I don't want to say dieting, but dieting essentially, to get the fat off, and using a small amount of cardio to kind of accelerate the fat loss and really kind of torch the metabolism up. That's the formula. You will not get maximum results without all three of those, okay? If you were gonna drop one, you drop cardio, right? You lift and you change your eating habits and you can drop fat and add muscle. That's about the only two that work well together, okay? You don't wanna do just cardio and diet because you will lose weight, but you'll lose majority, a lot of it'll be muscle, which will then slow your metabolism and kind of backfire on you. You don't want to lift weights and do cardio without changing your eating. You can, and you'll become more fit that way. So you'll be stronger from the lifting. You'll be improve your endurance from the conditioning, from the cardio, but you will probably not change your body composition because you can't out-cardio your crappy diet. Okay, I've seen a million people try to do that. That 100% doesn't work. I've seen it for 25 plus years now. And I've tried it, and everybody's tried it, and you've probably tried it. So my bottom line, guys, is really, really understand. And it's funny because I had practically the same conversation with a client this morning when she asked me, like, hey, this might be a good idea for the podcast, but I don't know. And I told her it was a great idea. And it ended up being essentially the same question. How do I know how much cardio, strength, and, diet, like what's the variables? And that is exactly what I told her is exactly what I'm saying here. You have to understand what the point of each of those is and what are we focusing on, okay? So the physical performance, your body's ability to do things, function, is all about the strength program. That, in my opinion, that has to be the foundation. So minimum of two, maximum of four, let's say strength training, effectively programmed strength training workouts per week with the idea in mind that you are trying to progress and get stronger at your lifts every workout over time. Again, it's not that simple, especially as you get to higher levels, but for our purposes here, your goal is to get stronger on your lifts, okay? That is the idea behind getting stronger and building muscle to allow your body to look the way you want it to look, to do the things you're asking it to do. Even if your goal is to be more toned, you got to build more muscle to be more toned. That comes from being stronger. So if you focus on just the performance aspect of getting stronger, a lot of things will fall into place simply from that. Now, if your primary goal is weight loss and body composition. I want to look better in my clothes. I want to look better out of my clothes. I want to lose some weight on the scale. Then you need to continue to do the strength training and really, really learn how to eat properly. And that is not as difficult as it is made to sound. It's certainly very confusing. It's beyond the scope of this podcast, but changing your eating habits to a diet that will help you, or a nutrition program, if we're going to try to avoid use the word diet, to maximize fat loss and preserve muscle. And then you're going to add cardio kind of as desired, right? If you want to accelerate that fat loss a little bit, throw that cardio in there. I mean, cardio, conditioning, you got to make sure we got the right kind of cardio. So again, that's another podcast probably, but something that really gets the heart rate up, and kind of an interval fashion up and down, generally speaking, if I had to make a blanket statement, a little more effective than what we call steady state, or, like riding a bike slowly for a long period of time, or walking slowly on a treadmill, won't really be as effective for conditioning or weight loss as something more interval based. But either way, some type of cardio will, for our purposes here, will accelerate the fat loss and help the diet aspect to be a little bit more effective. But that's it in a nutshell. That very simple, description of how all three things works is really, really important to understand. You have to wrap your head around this, because what I don't want you guys to do is to feel like my dad does right now. I don't want you to feel like you worked out for 6 weeks and because your body fat, because your weight on the scale hasn't changed, that you're having disappointing results. That is absolutely not happening, and really a bummer that people are going to feel like that because they're measuring the wrong stuff. Here's the other problem with weighing and BMI. So all this guy did was put my dad on a scale and say, you still weigh whatever you weigh. Now, obviously his height's going to be the same, so that's not a variable, right? So his weight's the same. He feels discouraged. Well, that scale has no way of knowing if my dad put on 5 pounds of lean muscle mass from weight training. Now, everybody always talks about, how much weight can you put on with training? That's up for debate. But we know this. You can definitely add lean muscle tissue at any age, okay? It'll happen faster when you're 20 than it will when you're 70, but resistance training will add muscle, okay? Muscle tissue weighs something, just like fat does. So imagine I went to my dad and I could pull a big chunk of 10 pounds of fat off of him and slap 10 pounds of muscle on him, okay? Clearly that's a good thing. That's what we're going for, okay? He'd look a little different, he'd a little more. I'd put 10 pounds of muscle up in the chest and shoulders, take 10 pounds of fat out of the midsection, okay? Now imagine I did that again. I took another 10 pounds of fat off the middle, slapped another 10 pounds of muscle up top. Now we're talking about, I took 20 pounds of muscle, 20 pounds of fat off, I slapped 20 pounds of muscle on. Now we're talking about starting to get a V shape, right? I took that 20 pounds off his midsection, added 20 pounds of lean muscle up top, he's starting to get a little V. I throw him on the scale, still the same. Still weighs exactly the same, right? So if the scale is what he's using to determine success, he's not being successful. Still weighs the same thing he weighed on the first day. But you and I know, looking at him, dude, you got 20 pounds more muscle, 20 pounds less fat. You got this V-shaped Superman upper body. Oh, let's do it again. Let's do another 40. Let's do 20. Let's make a total of 40. We're going to slap 20 more pounds of muscle on the upper body, maybe some in the legs now. I'm going to take 20 pounds more fat off the midsection. So now I've lost 40 pounds of fat. I've added 40 pounds of muscle mass. I'm looking very different. But guess what? Body weight's still the same. So if my only gauge is what I weigh on the scale, I'm disappointed. And I'm saying, this sucks. This doesn't work. Now, meanwhile, I'm probably down 3 pant sizes, probably wearing a bigger shirt, probably buying tapered shit at this point, if it's really 40 pounds, but I'm still the same weight on the scale. You get where I'm going with this? You cannot rely on the scale to determine your progress from a strength training program, period, okay? You cannot rely on BMI for fucking anything. And you can barely really rely on body fat measuring and things like that unless it's done in a very controlled environment by an extreme expert who really understands how to do it and how to analyze it, and I've seen very few of those. So instead of all that shit, focus on performing better in the gym. Are you getting stronger? If you're doing conditioning or cardio, are you getting better at performing that? And find ways to measure that and track that. And if you're getting better at both of those things, your body's going to change. If you're not losing weight and seeing a difference in the mirror and seeing that your areas where you store body fat, usually the midsection, are not going down and getting smaller, and if you're not getting leaner, you're not eating properly. You're not eating the right way to lose fat, period. And you figure out how to change that and fucking change it. But that's the deal, guys. That's it for today, and I will talk to you soon.